In today's gospel, our blessed Savior tells us, I leave the world and go to the Father. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. St. Francis of Assisi loved Our Lady not only because she gave us our Lord, she is the mother of our most holy Lord Jesus Christ, but also because she willingly shared with him the conditions of his coming, that great jewel, St. Francis called it, poverty. Her son would canonize poverty, and canonizations are infallible, placing it first among the blessings, the eight beatitudes, and putting it within reach of all, the rich and the poor and those who fall in between. Blessed, he declares, our Jesus does, who knew poverty, that the bitter bite of it he must have felt as a little baby, and who begged, as did his mother, and gave, the both of them did, two beggars in turn. Blessed are the poor in spirit. Theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Order priests used to be ordained under the title of poverty. Every mother could claim the same. And is she not, as Mary was, a kind of a priest who is meant to offer her children in sacrifice to God? Blessed then are the mothers who are poor in spirit, poor enough to receive and to cherish the gift of motherhood, the very meaning of matrimony, matris munus, the gift of the mother, the precious gift of life. To possess it is to be impoverished. After all, to receive a child is to give him so much, everything. Babies are little beggars, and to settle for so little in return. And after a few fleeting years, to see your child grown up and gone away. But not, we pray, though 'tis often so, from God. Given, perhaps, the ideal to another in holy wedlock, the sacrament, but today's reality is more likely impious cohabitation, worshiping the world and playing with its goods. But there are some who still give themselves to God directly in the religious life or priesthood, or through their spouse in holy matrimony. Thanks be to God. But in all of the above, O Mother, the second place is always yours. It is matrimony's unspoken vow, holy poverty. Keener than most Franciscans ever experienced it. But to accept all of these gifts sent your way in matrimony, the children, why, that entails often, in fact, feeling the pinch of material poverty, to be poor in this world's goods. And once you exceed society's limits, two or three, I suppose, poor two in the world's esteem. And they'll probably let you know, the trophy baby people will. But what are these? Your children, but glorious badges of honor, more lasting than corsages, even though they do hurt at times like flowers whose pin has pierced the skin. But I'm thinking today not so much of corsages as crowns, because this is May Crowning Sunday. And indeed, of a crown that fades not as flowers do, or is soon forgotten as are the fancy words we exchange this day, but perdures for eternity, the crown a mother herself forges and hammers and gives to her children, and longs with all her broken heart just for this, to wear it with them forever in heaven, where tears yield pearls and hearts are healed. I was speaking with Bishop Sanborn the other day about that TV show we were all involved in the 1980s. Did you ever catch it on late night television? It was called What Catholics Believe. And it seems that the host of the show, a layman, has now apostatized and gone to the Novus Ordo. Why did that happen? We are opining, well, probably that's the result of opinionism, the slippery, slow slide. Everything, the new religion, the Pope, the new Mass, what Mass you can or cannot go to, una cum, it's all just a question of opinion. If that's true, then why bother? Why not go along to get along? If there's no objective truth, no logical, reasonable, binding in conscience, Catholic truth, why not just give in and slide into the warm bath of this world's beliefs and values? Why be left standing out, shivering in the cold? The bishop was referring, of course, to the story of the 40 holy martyrs of Sebaste. You remember that from Lent? There were 40 soldiers in Armenia, cold winter, the end of winter, March, and they wouldn't worship the idols. And for that, they were left exposed on a lake to freeze to death in the ice. And they stayed out there, not because of an opinion, but for truth, simple truths. One true God, one true religion, not many, and no grain of incense for falsehood, because there's no crown for cowardice. They saw, the soldiers did, a vision of angels as they were praying, and they counted them. There were only 39 crowns, but they were 40 out there on the ice. And just then, one of their number gave up. It was just too cold. And he went in and he worshiped society's gods. And then, his reward, he slipped into a nice warm bath, the act of apostasy. But the change was too rapid for his heart, and he died immediately. The soldiers prayed then to our Lord, "Lord, you sanctified the number 40 by fasting, 40 days in the desert. Please let us all go to heaven, 40 of us, the same way we came out here together." And at that moment, a guard on shore received the gift of faith and took off his outer garments and went to join the 39, completing the holy number. There was no water, so he was baptized in his own blood. I mentioned jokingly to Bishop Sanborn at this point, knowing his propensity for a certain severity in his sermons, he is not much given to sentimentalism, that this would make a great Mother's Day sermon. Of course, he readily agreed with me. But then I thought for a moment, and then I remembered the rest of the tale, Melito and his mother. And it is a Mother's Day sermon. You see, when the pagans finally carted off the dead and the dying soldiers for cremation, yes, it is pagan, they left the youngest, Melito, still alive, behind with hopes he could be gotten to and so much more so because his mother, a poor widow, was watching from the shore. But as the charnel cart loaded with corpses left the lake of ice, she scooped up her youngest son, barely old enough to be a soldier, and tenderly, sort of like the Pietà, holding his body in her arms, following after the other soldiers in Christ so they would together go to heaven, in very soothing tones, but without a tear in her eye, and joyfully inspired him to perseverance. Go, go, my son. Proceed to the end of this happy journey, that you might not be the least of them that present themselves before God. Those were the words of a true mother, how we are meant to leave this world and go to the Father. Such loss, such gain, the rarest of riches today. Blessed are the poor in spirit. Theirs is the kingdom of heaven, complete with crown. Like the Blessed Mother, St. Basil says, to give to God what is very dearest to you, your own children, your own family. Did you know that in the Eastern Rite for matrimony, the Greek or the Russian Catholics have the bride and the groom receive a crown at their wedding? The priest blesses it first in the name of the 40 holy martyrs. Remember them, O Lord, the priest prays, as thou didst remember the 40 holy martyrs, sending them crowns from heaven. To remind bride and groom, the crowns await them in heaven if they remain faithful. Some days, mothers, perhaps days that are grayer than usual, with a poverty grinding at you so grimly, which seems to push back at you and pulls you to accommodate yourself to the gods which our world and society worship, its values and dress and entertainment and education and sports and everything and worship. Oh, yes, worship too. You get the drift. Some days it would seem so sweet to drift along, to go along, just to slide into the warm bubble bath, the world, even the trad world anymore, has drawn and ready, waiting for you on the shore. You can't stand there apart from the crowd. You'll freeze on the ice. But then think of the crowns. Angels have crowns ready and waiting. And think of that one solitary mother, her son in her arms, trudging across the snow in Armenia's wintry whiteness. And think of, perhaps, your own mother, and surely our Blessed Mother, and leaving this world and going to the Father. And you will not seem so poor anymore, I promise you. Why, you could even do some crown counting yourself this May crowning Sunday. One for each of your children, let none of them be lost. And if poverty be the price of perseverance, so what? I would almost call the crowns cheap, save that they are purchased with the son's blood and the mother's tears. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.